welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. We come to a point where there are things that either make sense or just clearly don't make sense whatsoever. We're not going to turn back the clock in this nation. It doesn't matter how many times you hear people clamoring for make things back the way they somehow were. You can't put the genie back in the bottle, so to speak. You know, the nation is changing. It's changing. It changed for the better. And before the benefit of the changes were able to come to fruition, there are people clamoring for it to go back to the way it once was, because with these changes that have come into the country, it means that, you know, the many who have benefited by things being separate in the way they were are not going to be able to benefit anymore. And so at the root of all of these things with, you know, take us back to the good old days is the fact that, you know, somebody had it really good in the good old days while somebody else really suffered, you know, and now, you know, those people who have suffered and suffered more than they should have in a so-called free nation, we're starting to see an opportunity for equal treatment in a nation. And now all of a sudden there are those who don't want to see that happen. Well, you know, that's not going to go back to ever to the way it was. Once people are free, they're not going to accept being pushed back or relegated back to the back of the line. And those of you in this country who think that that's the case, you are mistaken. And the nation is never going to come back together until you accept the fact that everybody has the right, and not just in the United States of America, but in this world, to be free. And they're not going to accept second-class citizenship anymore. At the expense of a handful doing well. Now, I'll tell you something. We're at a point where there's mistrust in this government. I've had mistrust in this government for a long time. And mistrust based on not the fact that somebody's a Democrat or a Republican, but my mistrust in this government is that it allows things to happen to its citizens, both black and white, who are unaware of the policies that are created politically. And again, by both parties that have not been beneficial to the American people. And I'll always push hard against those kinds of things, because it just does not make any sense that your nation, your homeland, will not do all that it can to protect you. I do expect my nation, the nation where I'm born and that I'm a citizen in, to do everything within its power to protect me and my family. I just will never, that if you don't know, you know, then shame on you. What kind of country is that? What kind of place is that? And especially when we are a nation that tells the rest of the world of their shortcomings, of its shortcomings. And then I see all of these things that I've seen in my life thus far, that have not been beneficial to the average American. Something is just not right, and won't ever be right with that. But that's all of us. But then at the other side of that equation is some of us saying, this is my country, and it's more my country than it is yours. And so, you know, it was mine, and before all these changes came, this is our country. The only entity that can say this is my country or our country are the natives, the Aboriginal people of this nation. That's it. Nobody else. Not Europeans who came later. Not anybody else. This nation belongs to the Aboriginals. They were the original people. So when you want to talk about take our country back, you don't even know what you're talking about. You know, you have no focus, no place to firmly plant your feet, because the nation was here long before Europeans came here, you know. And so it's not your country. It wasn't your country in the beginning. It's not your country now. And so when you hear people saying, take our country back, well, that's foolishness, foolish thinking. And I don't hear that on the left. Just sorry. I haven't heard one person from the left say we want to take our country back. It's people on the right who make those kinds of statements. And that makes you stop and pause. And it makes you understand that whatever this cancer is that's permeating this country, you better fix it and fix it in a hurry, because the future of it is not bright as long as we continue to have these kinds of squabbles over things that really don't make any sense. We're never going back to what it was. Not going to happen. You've got to learn to get to understand that the nation is stronger when we are together than we are separate. And so that means learn, you on the right, learn to understand we're not going back. You make the adjustment and we'll have a better society. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.